G'day Jets fans, it's me David here for a very special preview, and we're breaking new ground here, we're breaking new territory on this week's Jetstream. We're going into completely uncharted waters and something that we've never actually had the opportunity to do. That's actually preview a finals game. So I feel like I'm a bit lost, so if I stutter any more than usual, then please forgive me, but I'm really excited, I'm really nervous, and I'm very interested to see where this goes. Joining me for our maiden voyage is, maiden flight, I should say. I'm joined first of all by Emma. Emma, hello.
Dr. Emma.
Dr. Emma, hello.
Ahoy, ahoy.
That's for you, Bodie. How are you, Em?
I'm okay, Dave, I'm okay.
Well, that's good to hear. And as well, he's our co-pilot as well for tonight, and certainly going to be bringing some witty banter. It's Luke.
Don't put that pressure on me, please.
Mate, it's all fine. We just throw it in autopilot, and it just goes where it goes.
I like the sound of that.
Opening question for tonight is something that we struggled to come up with, and we were having a bit of a chat off air, but we've reached a conclusion on one that we all have an answer to. And what was the last movie that you saw? And it could be in the cinemas, it could be at home. Luke, what was yours?
Oh, I said I was going to do both. So the last movie I saw in cinemas was Star Wars The Last Jedi. And that was over a month ago now. So it's been a while. The last movie I've seen altogether was at home. I watched the original American Pie and I forgot how incredible it was. It's so good.
It is a wonderful movie. It is a shit break. It took me so long to work out that he was saying shit break. So wonderful movie, absolutely wonderful. That's not a bad answer, Luke. I like that one. I rate it. Em, what about
Thanks.
You?
I've done well.
I just want to make it clear that this is not my normal movie, my normal style of movie. I am going through some shit in my life at the moment that meant a chick flick was necessary to be my last viewed movie. But a chick flick is definitely not my normal type of movie. I want to make that clear before I say that Bad Mums was my last watch film.
I didn't mind that movie. It wasn't too bad, though.
It made me laugh when I needed to laugh. The love story is really pathetic, and it made me really angry because, like, shit's never that easy in real life. But, yeah, it was funny.
Very good. Well, mine was one that we watched last night, and I'm a bit of a Brooklyn Nine-Nine fan and therefore a bit of an Andy Samberg fan, and I was very excited when I flicked on Netflix, and Popstar, Never Stop, Never Stopping, was on there. And I watched it, and I'm proud to say that I enjoyed it.
It's going on my list.
I lost it. Spoilers. There was a certain musical artist that came on, and I lost it. Thank you for Shizzle.
It wasn't bad. I quite enjoyed it. So, interesting. Well, we're here today to chat about the Jets semi-final in the W League this weekend against Sydney FC. And the Jets are making their first, I mean, it's been well publicised that the Jets are making their first finals appearance in 9 years. And what approach do you think that Craig Deans is going to have to, for a number of the players, a unique week of training?
I think they've had a successful season. So if you're approaching the finals and you've had a successful season, you don't really want to be changing too much at the last minute, right? I assume they're going to want to keep doing what they're doing. And I hope that they've stopped to celebrate the achievement and, you know, say that you've made it to finals and what happens next is gravy. But also knowing how cranky Deansy can get on the sidelines, he's probably going at them hard and telling them that getting to the finals doesn't matter if you don't win. So it could go either way, but I hope they're celebrating that achievement and I hope they're not going to change too much in their style because it has worked well for them this season.
Luke, I reckon Sorry, Dave.
No, that's all right, mate.
I was going to say he'd probably be, I guess, looking at his more experienced players, his Van Egmond, Stengel, the ones who have had experience in big games overseas and stuff, to sort of, I guess, keep the other girls on their feet and, you know, get them through this, the excitement and anticipation of this first finals game for him. So, you know, we've got Emily van Egmond, who's had vast experience over in Germany and on the world stage in World Cups and everything, and some of the American girls, I can't say I know exactly how they went over in America, but I'm sure they've had postseason games or finals in their own teams over there. So I'd say more so this week you'll be looking at them at the experienced players to step up and show some leadership for the younger, less experienced girls.
Look, there's certainly an opportunity there that Emily can take some worldly advice from her dad as opposed to our CEO. 1-0, everyone. 1-0. sorry, I had to get that one in. but 9 years is an absolutely long time coming between drinks. But it's certainly testament to the season that the Jets have had, Luke, that they didn't leave it to the last round. They've gone that one step further than they did, or they have certainly in the previous 2 years, where they got really close, got to the last game, and just couldn't get over the line. Do you think that it will be? Do you think it's going to be a relaxed week for the players? Do you think that they'll be just looking to go through the motions of training, have a bit of fun? Do you think that they're looking to create that relaxed environment, as you said?
Well, if anything, I would have thought they would have done that after beating Canberra the other week.
Well, I hope sort of not, because...
Well, get all that stuff out the way then and focus, okay, we've got a job at hand, we're gonna do this and go hard for it. I don't think this is probably the time, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think this is the time to sort of start stepping back on it. I reckon it's the time to be going hard and putting everything in, just do or die now.
We look at the previous fixture between these two teams. They've played twice this year. The Jets won the first clash between the two, 2-0. That was in round two at home, while in round 10 we had a 2-2 draw, and in that game in particular, we had an Emily Van Egmond. After Sydney went out to 2-0, Emily Van Egmond earned a penalty and Gemma Simon scored a late equaliser for us. Are we going to read too much into the fixtures that we've had with Sydney this year? Is there much that we can say, or are finals a different proposition altogether?
I'm torn on that. You know how I feel about stats in general, sports stats, and you know anyone can win on the day. And I think finals does bring that kind of chance for sweeping those kinds of things out of the way. What I would say though is, I think we have a best, no matter what the stats say, and I think in general the stats are pretty tight between us and Sydney, we have a better team. They might have better individual players, we have a better team, and I think that's what it's going to come down to on the day, and that's what's going to get us across the line.
Luke, what about you, mate? Do you think that the Jets will be looking at their results and fixtures that they got against Sydney this year and thinking, do you know what, we've taken points off them, they've failed to take maximum points from us, we've got the upper hand here, we can certainly compete?
Absolutely. As you said, we've taken 4 from 6 points from them this year, so the girls know they can do it. It's just a matter of doing it again on Saturday afternoon. The only thing that I'm sort of, like, in terms of going back and looking at the results and everything, is the quality of the players that Sydney had in that round two game compared to their round 10 game against us. They've brought in Caitlin Ford since then. Seems like some of their Matildas players have started clicking, because they started the season really poorly, and the last half of the season have brought it right back and managed to finished second. So from where they started, they've done well to get into that second place, so we can't take them too lightly, I don't think.
Absolutely, you are right in what you say. They did lose their first three games this year and then have since gone on an 11 game undefeated winning streak. That's with 10 wins and one draw. That one draw was against Newcastle. I mean, Sydney, if you put yourself in Sydney's shoes, Emma, they've got to be confident as well. They're playing in their home city. They're playing at Leichhardt Oval. And they've got the Jets coming down, who are coming off the back of a very poor 3-0 defeat last week, while Sydney, they had a 4-1 win against Western Sydney Wanderers, so there's got to be confidence in their camp as well.
Let's be honest, though, Sydney would be confident no matter the situation. Like, that's just kind of how they roll, right? They've got money, they've got big names, they've, you know, got experience. It's theirs to lose, I guess, in terms of their attitude for it. But that said, like I said, we've got a better team, and I think that's going to matter. But yeah, Sydney will be cocky as, I'm sure, and hopefully we can use it against them.
Does that underdog status help us, Luke, do you think, going into this game?
I mean, it's hard to say. Like, we've had a good season. We didn't finish too far behind them and everything. So compared to some of the, like, compared to the A-League where, you know, before we played them at Allianz a month ago in the A-League, we were told we were going to lose 4-0. We ended up with a 2-2 draw. So I don't think we're going to be that far underdogs in this game. But as Dr. Emma said, I'm sure that because of where Sydney have performed recently, where they finished, their club in general, they'd be looking to win this, and pressure's all on them.
The Jets' form on the road has actually been really, really good this year. They won 5, they drew 1, which was a Sydney clash, and they also lost 1, which was a heavy defeat against Melbourne City in Melbourne. I mean, we're looking at two teams that have one that's on an 11-game undefeated streak, one that performs really well on the road. To me, personally, it's shaping up as a really tight clash, one that I think is going to be that the teams now that have played each other twice, they'll have worked out a style of play, hopefully, and they'll be looking to come into this to look and exploit each other's weaknesses, without sounding like Captain Obvious. I mean, I personally think that it's a good thing that the Jets are travelling, Em, because we haven't performed super at home. Do you think that could be a thing? We perform better away from home? That's how it looks?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely is borne out in the stats. So there definitely is a pattern there. And whether or not that comes from the hype around travelling or the complacency of being at home or what it is, and if it's been working and can go to our advantage, that would be great.
With Sydney, they've got a number of Matildas, as you mentioned there, Luke. Lisa Devanna, obviously, her name jumps out along with Caitlin Ford. You've got Chloe Lagunzo, former Newcastle Jet, and also former Newcastle Jet Georgia Yeoman-Dale, who's also represented the Matildas. They've got those players, as well as some young Matildas in the likes of Princess Abini. Is it going to be for us a simple case, not a simple case, but the case that we've got to shut down Lisa Devanna and Caitlin Ford, the service to them? Because I'm looking through their lineup and I know quite a few of the Matildas and the names, and there's not a lot of what I call household names in their defence and their midfield. Probably a lot of experienced players and solid players, but their front line is really where they seem to have stacked their talent.
Absolutely, and that's part of the reason why Sydney finished as top scorers for the season, joint with us. Just the level of attack they've got, as you said, they've got Devanna, they've got Ford, they've got Abini. They're just there to constantly bombard teams, and that's what they've done. They've just the second half of the season, and ever since the first three games, they've just overpowered teams with the sheer power up front. So I know I said before that, oh, we can't take much from the round two game because they didn't have Caitlin Ford and players weren't performing and stuff, but how we defended that game with stopping Abini and stopping Devanna, like, Devanna didn't get hardly any chances until later on, and then she may have even got subbed after that. So if we can stop that ball coming through, just pressure them so they can't get too creative in the final third, then we'll take out a lot of their attacking threat and leave us a good chance to hit them in their less sturdy defence, I guess.
The Jets, how do you think they're going to line up, Emma? Do you expect a few changes if Natasha Pryor, for example, is going to be fit? Does she walk straight back into the centre of defence?
I'm not sure about that.
We copped three really simple goals last week.
but I'm not... I guess it was really hard last week to see really what went wrong there. Like, there were so many things that weren't working in that game. To say that, you know, the lineup's what needs changing, I'm not sure whether it is. That said, yeah, if Pryor is fit, she's done nothing to not deserve to go back in. So I guess that's what I'd do. But yeah, I think the keepers are going to be important in this game. Both us and Sydney have quality keepers, and I've said before that the W League is very dependent on keeper quality. That's the big variable in the women's, in my opinion. So I think that's going to make a difference. Maybe not so much the actual defensive line in front of them.
Britt Ekstrom's the reason that we're playing Sydney, I guess, essentially, Luke, along with Aaron Gilliland. But Ekstrom in particular, if it hadn't been for her influence in that second half of the game in particular, it would be us travelling to Brisbane to play them on Sunday instead of travelling now to Leichhardt to play Sydney FC. She was in fine form last week, I thought, despite conceding three goals.
I think she's done brilliantly all season. I've watched her a fair bit, and there's a couple of keepers in the A-League that I'd put her in over because they've been dreadful, and she can, first of all, kick further than them and make better saves than them. So her signing for us this year has been a really good one for the team, and hopefully we can get it back again next year.
Yeah, I'd say she's the best women's keeper we've ever had.
That's a big call.
She's better than Ben Kennedy.
Not so big.
I can't say I've watched too many W League games in previous years. This year's definitely been the one I've watched nearly every W League game for. But compared to the rest of the league, she's just incredible. I would have her as one of the best in the league, if not the best.
Yeah, for me, W League, you could rank the teams based on their keeper stats, and you would probably get the same ranking that they finished the season.
Yeah, okay. One interesting lineup change that I've noticed over the last couple of weeks, and I'm not sure, I think it might be because she's injured. Sophie Nenadovic has been playing it right back in place of Nicola Orgill. Has anyone heard whether Orgill is injured at the moment, or we're unsure?
No, I'm not sure.
Not sure? Well, I expect that Nenadovic will come up against Lisa Devanna. That's going to be a big, big test for our young fullback. Personally, I think that Natasha Pryor, if she's fit, she walks straight back in. That then leaves a decision around Hannah Brewer, who's been pretty much a mainstay at left back, or do you bring in Gemma Simon? Luke, what are your thoughts around that decision that Deans has got to make?
If Pryor's fit, she starts, and I would keep Brewer in left back. She, as you said, she's been a mainstay, and she, from what I can remember, hasn't done too much wrong this season. She's got a brilliant goal down in Melbourne against Victory. So I would, I'd keep her in there.
Okay. Anything to add on that, Emma? Or we'll keep on moving on?
I'd say Simon actually is better as a sub. I know that I often say this in the men's as well, that, you know, being a sub is not necessarily a criticism. And I think Simon will play better off the bench. So, yeah, I'd leave Brewer in as well.
Okay. I think Tori Hooster picks herself along with Emily Van Egmond. It's who partners them in the midfield. And Claire Wheeler, I think, has been outstanding this season. The games that I've seen her play, she's really moved this year from being a substitute or a fringe first team player to now being almost a nailed-on starter. I think she partners Tori Hooster there for me. Does anyone disagree? Luke.
No, and I love watching her run. She has the best run.
I think she's fantastic. She didn't have a great game last week, I'll admit, but in general, she's really been a strong contributor to the team this year.
Yeah, agreed.
The two of them sort of, they're exactly like Kantorovsky and Yagarkovich with how they've been this season. They're just they're just such a pivotal part of the team. You know, they might not be the standout players each game, but they do their jobs. And as that saying goes, if you don't notice a defensive midfielder, it means they're doing their job. So
that's my saying.
Hey, I said it was a saying.
It's not like anyone to say something that Dr. Emma had previously said.
That never happens.
No, never happens. Never. We then look at our front three, Jenna Kingsley, Aaron Gilliland, Katie Stengel in the middle. They pretty much pick themselves for me. I wouldn't be looking to make any change there, but we do need to certainly see more from them and Emily Van Egmond in behind them than we did than we did against Melbourne City.
Absolutely. They need to get the form they had against Canberra the week earlier. And, yeah, that's all we need, them to just perform like that.
So, given that it's finals football, there's potential there for us to go into extra time. We're looking to go post 90 minutes. Do you think the Jets are going to look to come out, score early? Do you think that's the approach they'll take to the game? Look at getting one, maybe two on the board? Or do you think they'll sit back and try and soak up some of Sydney's pressure, allow them to have the ball? But do you think that counter-attacking style suits us better? Em?
I think that's a toughie because you're going to want to be on the attack in a final. Mm. I think it is important to score first when there is the prospect of going to overtime if you get into a draw situation. That said, yeah, no, I think we have to attack because I think if you let, you know, Devanna have the ball and you try and soak up that pressure, I think that's probably going to backfire. So, yeah, I think we have to come out looking to score and seize the opportunity, I guess.
Luke, do you agree with Dr. Emma there or do you agree with me, the host?
Oh boy, do I want to be on the pod again or do I not?
Am I the rock or am I the hard place in this situation?
Sorry Dave, I'm going to agree with Dr. Emma. I think if we sit back and let Sydney come at us, we're just inviting their front three to just damage us, and we can't afford that. We need to just play and just try and score. Don't alter the game plan and sit back, get the goal, and then reevaluate from there.
No worries, mate. Emma, you've pretty much convinced me to and swung my approach. I think that all out attack, 20 goals, concede 19. The way to go.
Yeah, just outscore them. Just score more than they score.
Scoring more goals than the opposition is literally the point of the game.
Well, anyway.
I was worried for a second. I thought they was like, Luke, Dr. Emmett's been great, but you're gone.
I don't feel in that bad of a mood. Before we move on to a slightly different conversation about the W League, the Jets W League team this year, we'll go for the predictions. Emma, what's your prediction for the game?
I reckon we've got it. I reckon 2-1, we're going to win.
Luke, what about you?
I'm going to go 2-1 as well, but I'm going to go Sydney. I think that they're just in better form than us. I know I asked Dave this off air, and I think I don't want to lie. I think Sydney will just have us on the day. They're just better form than us. And, unfortunately, I think our season will end here. I'm sorry.
Now
you're gone.
Yeah, now I'm hanging over the Skype icon of you, and thank you very much, Luke.
Tipping against your own team's a smart move, though, because if we win, he gets to celebrate that we won, and if we lose, he gets to celebrate that he was right. So Luke will be celebrating this weekend regardless.
Lots of alcohol for everyone.
I think that we're actually going to go to penalties. I'm going to predict another 2-2 draw. And I will see us going through on penalties. I think that Ekström is going to be the difference there for us. So if anyone has any predictions that they want to share for this week's game, hit us up on the social media pipes and we'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Talk about expectations for the season. It's the first first year that the W League team have come under the broader banner of the Newcastle Jets under Martin Lee's ownership. As we all know, they were prior to this season owned and, well, not owned, but run by Northern New South Wales Football. It's been good to see them get... It's been terrific, actually. I don't understate that. To see them actually go that one step further that we spoke about earlier in the season. And the expectations for the seasons, regardless of this weekend's result, do you think that we're going to look at this season for the W League team as a success?
Absolutely. This was my expectation of this team for the season. I expected them to make finals. And that's really as far ahead as I let myself think. But if anyone wants to go back and listen to some old pods, you'll hear me say at the beginning of the W League season that this is the best W League squad we've ever had in Newcastle. And they've achieved that. This is our best performance. And yeah, so I'm very proud of the girls. And I think if they don't go further, that, you know, that's disappointing. But this is where I expected them to make it to. So that's great.
And Luke, what about you? Your expectations for the Jets? Are you like Emma, where you expected them to make the finals, given the investment that they had made in the team and the retention of the likes of Gilliland, bringing in Stengel to the team? Finishing third, do you think that we'll look back at this and say that it's a good appearance or a good outcome for the season?
I think for being the first year, as you said, under the broad Newcastle Jets ownership, I think you've got to say it is a success. We've brought in Van Egmond on a transfer for two seasons. We don't normally sign players on transfer in the A-League. So I think that shows the intent the club has with the W-League, how serious they're taking the competition. So I think finishing third this season, I think is... a success, and gives us a good building blocks for next year to go further, you know, go for the Premier's position and whatever happens in the finals.
What about players? I mean, I remember first round, and I've said it a few times, I didn't think that Katie Stengel was going to be the attacking option that we needed this year. I didn't see her providing anything different than the likes of Jen Hoy, or who had come before. I've been proven very well and truly wrong, and it's fantastic the season that Katie in particular has had. How important has our recruitment been with the American players that we've brought in Hooster, Gilliland, Stengel and Ekstrom?
Can I just say I'm so in love with Stengel. Like, you literally say her name and I smile and see, like, emoji love hearts in my eyes. Like, she has dazzled me this season, not just on the field, but, like, how hilarious she is on the social media and how much she's thrown herself into Newcastle as a visitor. And the way she's taken Newcastle back to the US as well, I think, has been fabulous. And I think she's been a pleasure to watch in general. So, yeah, she particularly I'm thrilled with the Americans. But in general, I think we've done maybe the best of any team in the W League with the set of Americans we've got, the whole set of imports that we've got in the W League and what they've brought to our team. So I'm glad you were wrong, Dave. Love Stengel.
they're a wonderful addition to the team along with Van Egmond, as you mentioned before, Luke. But... They've really stepped up and provided a strong spine for that team this year, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You look across the park and we've got solid, experienced players in the majority of the positions, and especially, I guess, with the Americans and with Van Egmond, as I said before, but their knowledge and what they bring, not just to the team, but to the youngsters as well, who watch them and everything. It's a credit to the club for the work they've done with it, because they've got these are players for the W League. They've got it absolutely spot on this year. As I said before, Ekstrom's one of, if not the best keeper in the league, and the amount of points she's saved for us this season is plenty. Just how she gets down and dives and gets around the goal mouth and everything, it's great. And Hooster as well is just how stable she is in the centre and mid. I can't fault any of them at all.
So if people do want to catch the game, they can hit the Newcastle Jets up. They do have travel options with buses heading down to Leichhardt Oval for the 4:45 p.m. kickoff on this Saturday, the 10th of February. Otherwise, you can watch it via SBS. I think it's on Viceland and also through Fox. So before we then move on, we'll talk about... we'll talk about the W League semi-final that is on Sunday, kicking off at 4 p.m. That's Brisbane Roar, Melbourne City. Two of the bigger teams, Roar have certainly had a lot of success. I believe if they are the equal, they have had the equal number of championships, and if they are premierships, pardon me, and if they win this year, they will surpass Sydney with the most number of championships as well. So big clash there, Emma. It looks that's a really exciting game. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, they're both going to be exciting games, aren't they? And I think that's really good for the W League in terms of, you know, drawing the attention, and you want a really good final. I definitely want it for Brisbane. I don't know why. Maybe it's because, you know, City just have so much money, and that puts them ahead in the W League and makes me not as keen on them. But yeah, I'd like to see Brisbane get up, but I think it'll be a cracker.
Luke, it's two of the probably heavier weights. They've got, you look at the likes of Melbourne City, who've got Kai Simon, Jess Fishlock, whereas Brisbane have Tamika Butt and Katrina Gorrie in their midfield as well. It's just star-studded teams, both of them. Claire Polkinghorne as well. How could I forget her? Lydia Williams for Melbourne City. They're just full of Matildas and overseas talent.
And that's why they've made the finals. The two teams are just... I think it was earlier on in the season, possibly Brisbane either beat Perth, I think. I can't remember. I feel like they pumped Perth, and for them to pump that Perth team is that Perth team with Sam Kerr and Rachel Hill and everything, they for being their third, I think, premiership, Melbourne looking to go for the three-peat on the championship this year, it's going to be a cracker. It's going to be a really good game.
So what are your predictions, Luke? What's your thoughts on this one? Who's going to take the advantage and go through to meet the Jets? Yeah, that's right, meet the Jets in the grand final.
So if I say a team now, it's going to be the other team, is it? Who do I want in the grand final? I'm going to say Melbourne City will win.
Okay.
But it'll be 3-2 or 4-3.
Wow, high scoring, very entertaining. Emma, what are your thoughts?
I also agree that there'll be goals, but I'm going to go the other way around. I'm going to say 3-2 to Brisbane.
I think that Brisbane will get up in this one. City have... It's long enough for them to travel. And I think that when the Jets do beat Sydney this weekend, I don't think they want to come up against their bogey team in Melbourne City. I mean, it would be wonderful to get one over them in the grand final, but I just think City have our number. We are more likely to get a result against Brisbane Roar. So I think that Brisbane...
Well, we did beat Brisbane 3-0.
Yes.
Earlier in the season, so...
We did. And that's for that reason, I'm picking Brisbane Roar. So, bold prediction time. Bold prediction. Emma's on 32 points. Luke is trailing Emma on 27. Just made those numbers up. So...
What's Luke done lately?
Emma, what's your bold prediction for this weekend?
Oh, crikey Moses. I had not thought about this at all. All right, I'm going to go... Oh, no, but I've said 2-1. That's not going to work. I'm going to go brace for Stengel.
Okay. Not so bold. That's all right.
I was going to go a hat trick for Stengel, but I tipped 2-1 and you can't... Maths doesn't work. Just have a
ticket in every lottery.
Luke, what's your bold prediction?
that one of the games, the winner will be an own goal.
Ooh.
That is bold.
That is bold. That's very bold. I'm going to pay that one. I'm going to say that because we are going to penalty shootout in the Jets and Sydney FC, I'm going to say that Hannah Brewer puts away the winner in the penalty shootout, and the Jets win 4-3.
Very specific.
Very specific. Now, there is, as well as the semi-finals in the W League, there is an A-League, half an A-League round for us to preview as well. So we'll get into those predictions. The first game this weekend, I believe, is going to be this Friday night, because Sydney, there's three games this weekend, because Wellington and the Wanderers are making up the game from earlier in the season. So Friday night sees Melbourne Victory take on Brisbane Roar in Melbourne. Emma, what's your prediction there?
I'm going to go with a nil all draw for that one. Can't see either of them scoring.
Entertaining and thrilling way to start your weekend. Luke, what about you?
I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to say Melbourne is going to pump them 4-0.
Oof.
I think if they've got Leroy George back, he is going to tear Brisbane a new one.
Okay. I'm going to say that Melbourne are going to get a 3-1 win there down at Amy Park. Following that, we have the Western Sydney Wanderers hosting Wellington Phoenix, I believe. The A-League app is working, or the A-League website is working even wonders for me. Sunday the 11th of February, so that's the Sunday game, so disregard that. Saturday sees Melbourne City host Sydney FC down at Amy Park as well. What are our predictions there? This is a massive clash in terms of premiership, in terms of the race for second, the race for third place. Jeez, we could really do with both teams getting four players sent off, both forfeiting and forgoing both their points, and that would just be super duper. But Luke, what's your prediction?
I just want what you said to happen, to be honest. If I have to pick a result, I'm going to say City 1-0.
Okay, that's not very good. Emma, what about you?
Oh, I think City are done without McCormack. I think they're done for the season. I think they're not going to perform any further.
That's a bold prediction.
They do have Fornaroli coming back, though.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not at all dazzled by him. And I think it's gonna mess with their heads, the fact that they didn't know whether they would or wouldn't keep him, and didn't know whether or not to factor him into the plan, and you know,
they had
to play
a testimonial for him.
Yes.
Good man.
I think City are done. So I think Sydney's got this. I think they'll probably take it. Maybe 2-1.
Okay, I think Sydney are probably going to get have a 2-1 win over City as well. I think that we need to look at securing that second place, and a loss to City is what we need at the moment. So, next game that we are looking at is, look at that, it's on Sunday. It's Wellington travelling to Western Sydney Wanderers to play their catch-up game from round 7, when the ground was in such terrible condition that they had to postpone it. Emma, Western Sydney or the Phoenix?
Can I just say thank goodness, because it's been annoying me all season looking at the table and knowing that there were teams with the game in hand. That's just been doing my OCD no favours. but that said, don't care. Don't care who wins. Don't care what the score is. Not interested in it as a game, because they're probably both going to play poorly. So I'm going to go nil all.
It's interesting, Luke, in terms of the context of this round, that Western Sydney will play twice, and they will play consecutive, and we'll probably, or Ferns, if he hosts or if I host, we'll probably talk about whether the 2 weeks, the week without a break or the week having a break is more beneficial, because we play Western Sydney next week. But that doesn't help us at this current stage. Your prediction for Western Sydney and Phoenix is?
It depends on what Wellington team shows up. If it's the Wellington team that played us, they're going to win. If it's the Wellington team that played Sydney, it's going to be Western Sydney. That's my prediction.
Yes. All right. Well, we don't know that, hopefully.
So the result comes down to depending on what the result is.
Yeah. Profound. It depends if they've got money on themselves.
If it helps, they've left out Marco Squirrel Rossi and Logan Rogerson, and they've brought in Andrea Kaludrovic and Roy Krishna. So
they're probably going to win. I'm going to go Wellington then.
I want Wellington to bounce back. I think they're going to do one over the Wanderers. I'm going to pick a 3-2 win to Wellington.
I love that your predictions this week, Dave, are not so much predictions as a wish list.
All right, Emma. Okay. Okay. I can take criticism. That's fine. So, everyone, Luke and Emma have now decided that they're not coming back on this pod ever again. I seem to say a similar sort of thing most weeks because basically they piss me off. No. So that's some very interesting fixtures there, but the game of the week has got to be for us, Newcastle Jets, Sydney FC. Again, that is on Saturday, 4:45 kickoff, so make sure that you catch it. News and events. Yesterday saw the release of episode 6 of the Championship Chronicles. That was the review of the 2007-2008 season. This episode in particular covered the preliminary final against, as they were then, Queensland Roar, that the Jets ended up progressing 3-2 after extra time. Have you both managed to have a listen to or catch any of this podcast so far?
I love reminiscing about that game. I was at Bay Over from the Queensland supporters. I was giving them shit all game, and to see Ulrich run down that wing and pop that ball in the top corner where the Spiders live, I will never forget that moment.
Listening to the podcast, even though I collated the thing, I still actually have listened to it again. And every time I listen to it and hear the call that Aaron Carney made, or hearing Aaron Carney's call of the Tarik Ulrich goal right at the end, as someone who is listening to this pod said, it was a very dusty day they found when they were listening to that in particular, and they just got tingles. And I'm the same. I just got tingles all over when I'm listening to this call, because it is just such, not just the call, but also hearing the crowd as well, that we should really give this to the current A-League team and even the W-League team and say, you win, you get to host the grand final, or you get to host a finals game at McDonald Jones Stadium. This is what it can sound like. This is what it can be for you. It was just such a fantastic piece of audio, listening to that back again, Em. What do you say?
Oh, I think the whole Chronicles are like that. Like, yeah, there's little bits like that stand out, but the whole getting to reminisce about that season, I think, is that whole idea gives you the tingles. And I've said before, I listened to it early when you were producing it, obviously. And that was before we were winning. And it was so nice to remember that we did win and that we could win and we could have that again. And it interests me what it must be like for the regular listeners getting it now in our season, where we are doing well again. And it's kind of that nice bookend to the whole thing, that, you know, 10 years ago here we were, now here we are, and what could we do again? So it kind of, on one hand, lifted me up when I listened to it when we were not winning, but now it kind of gives me massive hope listening to it when we are winning.
And look, there are some fantastic stories in this episode that I've got to say. Hearing what Tarik Ulrich had to say as he reminisced about scoring that goal. Adam De Puzzo speaking about the team culture as he conceded the 90th minute penalty, controversial 90th minute penalty. I mean, it's something that I certainly consider and reflect upon that I can see in this current team's culture, having interviewed as many players as we did. So if you're at all interested, if you've not heard it before, please, I encourage you to take the time and have a listen to this episode. Hopefully you'll be hooked. There's five others that you can catch up on. There's another one coming out next week. As I said, that one's my favourite. They're there. They're for everyone to enjoy. So I hope that everyone is. And I do really appreciate, and I do my best to respond to all of the comments on the various social medias and forums that people do make about it. So, and it really, really means a lot that people take the time to tell me how they're finding it and that they're enjoying it. That's what it's been all about.
So, Dave, if we win this year,
yes,
are you going to go and just pre-record everyone for the next 10 years so it's not as hard to round everyone up for the next version of the Chronicles? Or
I don't know, Em. I haven't thought that far ahead. But
I think you might need to start thinking.
Yeah, well, look, I now know what's involved in pulling something like this together, so hopefully I can do it in a little bit quicker than 3 years, but that all depends on... that all depends, so we'll see, hey? Thank you very much to my guests. It's been wonderful to have you on, Dr. Emma.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
And Luke, thank you very much as well.
Sky Blue, Luke. Sorry for everything I said.
Luke Sky Blue. you're sorry.
Well, just thanking the team. I'm just poor form for me tonight. I was just way off.
Yeah, well, mate, come back when you're in better form. If anyone doesn't already subscribe to the Jetstream, we invite you all to. We encourage you all to leave us iTunes reviews. Any questions, comments, feedbacks, or topics as well can be sent to us via Facebook at facebook.com/JetstreamNui, Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is at JetstreamNui. And you can also email us at podcast@newcastlefootball.net. Join the sub forums and find the Jetstream in there. You can also leave comments on the newcastlefootball.net forums. Until then, enjoy watching the finals and go the Jets.
Va Marcel Jokers.
Oh, go the Jets.
Emma, your heart just wasn't in that. Do it again.
Go the Jets.
That was better. Thank you. Far out. It's hard to get good help around here.
Said it properly and I didn't just parrot Mitch.
No one listens
to me. I've got to keep it going.
No, you don't. Well, I'm down, Benjamin!